Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's literally the end of an era here today on 103.7 KSON with John and Tammy in the morning. We are saying goodbye to Chris Turner, who's worked here for 31 years. Today is his last day. It's very bittersweet. And it's about to become even more bittersweet for Chris because I'm going to confess to him something horrible I did to him 6 years ago and have been holding in the secret ever since. Today, I confess my sin.
Not at all dramatic.
John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
Going to be a nice day today. Once again, look for highs in the 70s and 80s.
Chris Turner is having his last day here today, and it's so freaking weird to say that. Is it weird to hear that or to think it?
A couple of weeks ago, it was weird to think it. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Right.
Chris Turner is not on air here. And one thing I hate about our business is that we don't respect our listeners enough when they make changes. And sometimes your favorite personalities are just gone. And I never accepted that. And you, Chris, although you're not on air, are one of KSON's favorite personalities because no one has seen a concert in the last 31 years here, been to a show, been to an event that you haven't been a part of.
Right.
That's true.
You know our listeners better than anybody does. So this is a big slice of KSON that's being taken away. It's not a very fun day for us today. We're very sad to see you leave.
Well, I'm sad to leave too, but I'm looking forward to no work emails right. And just being able to sleep in.
You got to take a breath because 31 years is an amazing career in one place on its own, which is nothing more than a testament to you,
thank you,
and your work ethic. Chris has missed one day in 31 years.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
That's absolutely accurate. And it was last year. I called in sick for the very first time last year. I took one sick day.
Were you one of those perfect attendance kids in school, too?
No, absolutely not.
So what do you think made this different? Just the love? I mean, was it really just the love of the job?
Because I loved every day that I ever came in here. I always said that if I thought I was having a bad day, when I drove home in my very nice automobile with my air conditioning set at 65 and I saw somebody jackhammering up a sidewalk fixing a sewer, I was like, snap out of it, Turner. You got it pretty darn good.
All right. So 31 years. John has a major confession.
Oh, boy.
And
do I appear nervous to you? Because I'm very nervous.
I was trying to figure out if it was just because you...
No, he has a big confession, something I've known about for the last 7 years, maybe?
No, I don't think it's been that long, but it's been a handful at least.
At least
now
six.
I'm scared.
I need to confess something to you.
There's only five people who know about this.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to get mad.
You are going to get mad.
And I am sorry. And I have been hiding this. So fearful for you that you were going to find out and figure it out and hate me.
Right. So now if you do, it's okay because you're going to be leaving?
It's not okay because I hope I'm keeping this friendship. I'm swearing to you, this is not some shticky radio
Nope,
bit.
It's not.
This
it truly legit. Happened.
And
it
I'm,
truly
I'm
happened.
Literally, okay. I'm nervous.
It was the very first time we were allowed to do this.
I broke your Oscar.
You what?
I broke your Oscar.
What do you mean you broke my Oscar?
Years ago, you came in to... Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm telling you this. You were nice enough to loan us an Oscar for our Oscar show.
Yes.
And the last thing you said was, if you break it, I'll kill you.
Right?
Ha, ha, ha. I walked away. The second you leave, I turn around. I swear to God, this is true. It can only happen to me. The damn thing slips out of my hand. The base pops right off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's totally true.
Literally almost burst into tears.
Well, he actually literally, I think, almost pooped his pants.
Our old producer, what was her name again?
Steph.
Producer Steph.
Poor Steph.
Jen Tellitz.
Jen Tellitz, our former sales exec, who ran to CVS to buy super glue for me to fix that Oscar so you would
I'm having breakfast with Jen Tellitz next week.
This is awesome.
You can finally tell her.
Yes.
She was so desperately trying to save John's butt. His face, I've never seen. John is always tan. all the time, right? I've never seen John more white than that day. And we're like, oh my God. And he's like, I can't believe I did it.
Well, nothing broke on the statue itself, because that's very valuable. The base...
It came unglued.
Who knew? It's glued on.
Yeah.
So
really?
Yeah.
Well, how else would it be on there?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know? So it's still glued on. I'm hoping. I'll tell you,
you know, I have three. So now I'm curious as to
which one.
Who has three Oscars at the house? You're a weird dude.
Meryl Streep and me.
Yeah, right? Oh, that's all high five. That is awesome. That was the best line ever. Here's the thing. Every time since then, you have brought Oscars in for us to use. And every time I always like look at John like, and he's like, oh.
I think a person on your staff knows too.
Yeah, maybe.
Tell me who.
we share a name. I think he knows too.
He might.
D'Angelo?
Yeah, I think he does.
So. That soulless ginger. Yeah. I am going to
all right.
murder all of you.
Anyway,
are you mad?
I'm not. I'm actually really looking forward to just taking a little time to myself and then figuring out what my next adventure is going to be.
That's awesome. KSON loyal listeners.
By the way, if you have an adventure for me, give me a call.
That's something I want to point out. This is not a retirement.
No.
And. Well, whatever. Either way.
You guys know this. I mean, my dad started working here in 1974. I've been coming in KSON buildings since I was 6 years old, and I'm 51 years old. I will never lose my passion for KSON and wishing nothing but success on these call letters.
Which is precisely why we wanted to have you come in.
So many loyal listeners know who you are, too, Chris, and they love you, too.
We also know you enjoy the finer things in life. Mm-hmm. We share that, so we thought we'd give you a
new Oscar.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna very carefully, carefully hand this
I'm
over
so
to you.
I'm so going
to
go over all these Oscars.
Right?
You have no idea.
You guys did a good job. What did you get me? Wow! Are you kidding me?
Enjoy it, baby.
Wow.
We love you.
We love you, man.
You deserve the best.
Oh, my goodness. Dom Perignon.
And I have some OJ for you.
Oh, my God, 2006.
I have some OJ for you that you can put in there.
Oh, okay. No.
Everything
kidding.
I just said goes out the window.
Enjoy your new life, man.
Thank you. We love you. I appreciate it, you guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.